This is the Wayne Madsen Report, the Saturday Roundup, coming to you live this June 19th from Washington, D.C. We've been out of the country for a while. Was in Turkey last week covering the aftermath of the Israeli massacre on the Mavi Marmara. That was the Turkish flag vessel or Turkish registered vessel that was taking humanitarian supplies to or for the people of Gaza. There's some question as to whether it had changed its course to Egypt, but nonetheless, the Israelis attacked in international waters. I have much about that incident on the website at WayneMadsenReport.com. But tonight, we're going to be talking about oil spill or oil disasters, oil mega disasters, and blackmail. Specifically blackmail of two of the most important people in the current White House, Barack Obama and Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. We'll talk about how the BP oil disaster and blackmail are interrelated, because we had the president give a speech this past week that was basically a yawner. It's quite clear that Barack Obama is not taking charge, and there's a reason for it. He's been blackmailed, and we'll talk about it. I spoke about this before, but there's a lot more information that's come my way about his secret lifestyle, his alternate lifestyle. The fact is that in Chicago, he frequented many gay establishments, including a well-known gay bathhouse, also gay bars. He engaged in gay activities with escorts and people he met through his quote-unquote pickup basketball games. That gives a whole new meaning, I guess, to the word pickup basketball or one-on-one basketball. But we'll talk about all these issues this evening. And if you'd like to call into the program, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So we'll be talking about this disaster that's not going to be only confined to the Gulf of Mexico, which is now turning into basically a dead sea. But this disaster is going to have an effect on the Atlantic coast. Some of the prime fishing grounds in the North Atlantic. Eventually, this oil is going to affect Europe. While all this is going on, Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, he's in a yacht regatta today, sailing around the Isle of Wight with buddies from J.P. Morgan. It's quite time. That corporations, as they exist today, need to cease to exist as they exist today. These corporations do not have the public interest at heart. It's time to re-examine this entire global financial system, and I believe that we need to see an end to this current form of capitalism. It is not working, and all we're seeing from BP is how they're going to avoid responsibility to pay the people who have been most affected by this. And it's not over. We have reports of crops being destroyed in states like Tennessee. And we'll talk about all these issues after we come back from this break. This is Wayne Madsen with the Wayne Madsen Report from Washington, D.C.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
880.
Okay, welcome back. This is the Wayne Mattson Report. We're coming to live this June 19th from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about the oil disaster and blackmail this evening, specifically the blackmail of our president, the commander-in-chief, and the White House chief of staff, and this is playing into what is going on with this lack of concern, this Obama speech on the oil disaster. Even from people like Keith Olbermann, he got panned from the left, if you want to consider Olbermann on the left. I think he's to the center-right. But from the liberals and the conservatives, it was a non-starter, and we have to ask the question, why is Obama not taking charge? And that gets into the reason why he's being blackmailed. This oil disaster is absolutely one of the worst in modern history. We're now seeing cleanup workers being sickened by this dispersant, this toxic dispersant that BP decided to use over two others, which were not as toxic, this Corexit 9500. It's apparently causing people in Florida now to have diarrhea. Can you imagine an epidemic of diarrhea in Florida, crops being destroyed in states like Tennessee because this stuff is causing acid rain, and it's not over. It's going to continue. We've got now BP hiring private security companies, a company called Talon Security, chasing people away off public lands. And thank God we have in some cases, the county sheriffs are telling this private security company they can't throw people up public lands. I think we're going to see gun battles between sheriff's departments and the militia groups and these private mercenary companies. You know, these mercenaries, You know, if you kill one, who cares? They're mercenaries. They're soldiers of fortune. They're not uniformed American troops. They're not uniformed policemen. These are soldiers for hire, and they are brigands, mercenaries, pirates. That's what they are. They're no different than those Somali pirates that take over those ships in the Gulf of Aden. They're the lowest of the low. Let's put it that way. Don't shed any tears when one of them, when you hear that, you know, the county sheriff starts taking shots at these people, because they're only there to protect BP, and they're only there to protect BP's assets. BP is so irresponsible, and now the British government is complaining about the way we're talking about BP. I'll put it this way. If the British government does not help the United States to recover money from BP, the United States should start seizing British government assets. British Airways planes, 747s, Airbuses on the runway at JFK and Dulles International, take them and say, you'll get them back. These are being seized. You'll get them back when you decide to cooperate with the United States in recovering money that's owed to the people of the United States from British Petroleum. British Petroleum, by the way, used to be called the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. They were the ones that helped engineer the overthrow of Mossadegh, the democratically elected prime minister of Iran, in the early 1950s. Don't shed any tears over BP, formerly the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. But let's go to this clip. The Gulf Coast, now there's oil washing up in Panama City Beach, in Destin, in Pensacola. The oyster industry is going to be finished for the Gulf of Mexico. The shrimping industry is finished. Representative Cal of New Orleans basically said that Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, ought to commit the Asian style or Japanese style harakiri. He ought to basically fall on his sword. Representative Cal is a Republican. I spoke to a Republican senator from one of the Gulf Coast states. I won't say who, but this past week, he said, look, I'm a Republican. I'm normally pro-corporation. But he said, these SOBs at BP are really pushing the envelope. You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican now, it doesn't matter. We've got to go after these people. We've got to go after this Coast Guard commandant, Thad Allen, who's been basically providing cover for BP, and we got to go after this Obama administration, this abomination, because they are have been in lockstep. They let BP control this thing from the very beginning. Obama is bought and paid for and being blackmailed by BP and his buddies at Goldman Sachs, who have a financial interest in seeing and not seeing anything happen to BP. I want to play this clip. This is from Al Jazeera. And this is about what will happen to the other pristine marine environment. It's probably happening already, but it's what's happening in the Florida Keys. Some of the most environmentally sensitive marine environment in the world. With all kinds of sea life and coral reefs. I want to play this clip from Al Jazeera so you can get some idea what's at stake here.
The Florida Keys, a pristine network of islands and inlets that plays host to some of the world's most stunning coral reefs and home to myriad species of marine and bird life. Cormorants and other diving birds, experts say, would be the first to suffer as the oil slick now moves down the Gulf Coast. Al Jazeera assembled a team of local divers and marine biologists to document what could be the last chance to see this largely unspoiled world.
We're right over a coral reef now. We are several kilometers, quite a few kilometers, off the coast. Key West is behind me. I'm going to get in the water now and see what it's like, right up close.
The reef is already suffering damage. Extreme temperatures, pollution, and mishandling by tourists have taken a toll. Much of the coral has died off.
Well, yeah, this at high tide will be pretty high. You can see the water line on it.
Marine scientist Victoria M. Palomeni has spent more than 35 years studying this coastline and says the peculiar island geography here puts the Keys at great risk.
Right. That bridge right there ahead of me is the Boca Chica Bridge, and this is a major funnel after this huge island here. And Key West, anything coming from the Gulf is going to come straight through and out into the Atlantic through this.
The inlets and bays around the islands are vital breeding grounds for marine mammals, including these dolphins, which put on a show for the camera.
This is amazing. They're actually swimming on either side of us, crisscrossing all the time.
Less forthcoming but equally important are turtles and endangered manatees, which spawn in these waters. An oil slick on the surface could be lethal.
Because they have to come to the surface to breathe, they won't be able to do that without getting very ill.
Almost all the islands of the Keys are surrounded by mangrove estuaries. They are a miniature ecosystem, providing food for marine life.
Watch my hand.
And form an ideal nursery for a variety of fish and other wildlife like this black crab. At the other end of the food chain, they are also a hunting ground for the majestic bald eagle. These entangled roots could also form the perfect trap for oil pollution. Once it gets here, it will be almost impossible to remove.
All that has to do is come out of water one time, one tide, when there's oil on it, and everything dies.
Almost everybody on the island of Key West depends on the sea for their living. Tour operators, restaurateurs, hotel owners, and commercial fishermen could see a big impact on their livelihoods. The oil could arrive as tar balls, relatively easy to disperse, or in some other weathered form. But for now, as people watch the widespread devastation wrought by the oil slick on the Louisiana coast, they're wondering what will happen when the pollution reaches here. Arnold Naidu, Al Jazeera, in the Florida Keys.
Okay, well, there you have it. That was Al Jazeera, and that's what could happen, of course, to the Florida Keys. I also, the Wall Street Journal this weekend has a story about how the oyster industry in New Orleans is being adversely affected by this oil volcano. And for the first time, for example, it talks about P&J Oyster Company. They've shucked oysters for the last 134 years. It looks like they may actually go out of business. So this is a tremendous, tremendous disaster. And as I say, Barack Obama's speech did nothing to reassure the people of the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Bahamas, Cuba, the Caribbean, all the people off Newfoundland who depend on the Grand Banks, one of the most primary fishing grounds in the country for their livelihood. We're talking about a major international disaster, and all Obama wants to do is make sure BP has a cap at $20 billion. He says, oh, they'll go. But look what's happening now. BP's partners are saying it's BP's fault. And although they signed an agreement saying they were all liable for any disaster in their joint drilling operations, we're seeing, for example, Anadarko, which is one of their partners, try to say, look, it's their fault. They don't want to be responsible. We have Mitsui of Japan, who's another partner. They're saying they don't want to be responsible. We really have to get some adult supervision. Don't worry about Congress. We had hearings. Henry Waxman, the chairman of the House Energy Committee, is believe me, if you trust him, you might as well trust Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP. These members of Congress have taken money from these oil companies for many, many years. This is the lobby
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Wayne Mattson with the Wayne Mattson Report. The Saturday Roundup, and we're coming to you live this June 19th from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about how the oil disaster in the Gulf has a lot to do with what's going on with the blackmail of the Obama administration. I just want to go back and read something about how this disaster is affecting the oyster industry in the Gulf. And this is from today's Wall Street Journal. Heavy oil and toxins from a chemical dispersant hitting oyster reefs could kill the shellfish and take years to repair, leaving oyster farmers and distributors out of work for years. So who does Obama turn around and put in charge of this $20 billion compensation fund set up by BP? Ken Feinberg. Yes, the same Ken Feinberg who was put in charge of the 9/11 blood money, hush money fund for the people who lost relatives in the 9/11 attack. Yes, the same Feinberg was put in charge of other funds. What is going on here? I mean, this guy is just a shill, Feinberg. He works for Wall Street. He's tied in with Ben Bernanke at the Federal Reserve. This is nothing more than a kabuki dance. And Feinberg, who elected him as the miserly money dollar out man, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. There are already people waiting in line to be compensated, and you got this shyster Feinberg in charge of it. So what's the deal? The deal is if you take any money from BP and he gives you what he thinks you deserve, you're not allowed to sue BP or Anadarko or Mitsui or Transocean or Halliburton. All these companies, of course, are pointing their fingers at everybody else. It's time to nationalize all these companies, take their assets, and if need be, take this out of the hands of the Obama administration, this corrupt, blackmailed White House. Let Congress do what it's supposed to do and take charge of that fund, those funds, and let Congress set up independent commission, a commission independent of the White House to dole out that money, because the White House can't be trusted, and I'll tell you why. The White House can't be trusted because if you read this week's issue of the Globe, the supermarket tabloid, which you might laugh, you might scoff. This is Media General. They also own the Enquirer, National Enquirer. You know, if you think they don't know what they're talking about, let me give you some names. Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, Riel Hunter, yes, John Edwards' girlfriend, which the Enquirer has actually been nominated, maybe nominated for a Pulitzer for breaking that story when the mainstream media did not, and Tiger Woods' escapade. So if you scoff, you know, just think about those. But the cover story, Obama gay bathhouse scandal, secret he's hiding from America, it's a story that I broke on Wayne Madsen Report after going to Chicago. It says, Prez is lifetime member of Chicago bathhouse with kinky fantasy rooms. Let me tell you why this intersects with BP. Apparently, Rahm Emanuel, when he was a congressman, was living in a townhouse owned by Rosa DeLauro, Democratic congresswoman from Connecticut, for nothing. That in itself is a violation of the House ethics rules. Actually, DeLauro's married to Stan Greenberg, you know, who's in business in the pollster business and lobbying business with James Carville. You've seen his mug all over CNN talking about the oil disaster. And Bob Schrum, you know, the guy who's never won an election in his life, consulting for candidates. Okay, so who is one of Stan Greenberg's major clients? BP. And from what I understand, that townhouse, which Obama used for his extracurricular activities, as well as Bill Clinton, has been wired for sound and video. So who do you think has the blackmail evidence on Emanuel and Obama? You got it, BP. And that's why Obama did nothing at the onset of this disaster. He basically let BP be in charge. His national incident commander, Thad Allen, Admiral Allen of the Coast Guard commandant, was chasing away reporters like CBS news crews from filming the disaster. This Obama administration is owned by BP and Goldman Sachs and all the other corporations that put money into his campaign war chest. And that's what's going on. That's the deal. And Obama can't be trusted to handle this disaster. The proof is what we saw in that speech, that lame, pathetic speech he gave from the Oval Office this past week. The word is, folks, Obama is in over his head. He doesn't like criticism. He's barking back at his aides. He can't take it. A word from Chicago is he may not run again. He may pull an LBJ and say, I'm not going to run again. Look, if he can't handle this disaster, which I think is, we've seen video now of cracks in the ocean floor in the Gulf of Mexico with oil coming up. It's not just the, where the Deepwater Horizon was located. There is oil leaking from other areas. I reported that what's underneath the Gulf of Mexico, the seabed, is a cavern the size of Mount Everest, and a lot of oil's in that. Its gas is coming up. Methane's coming up. This is a major disaster.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, welcome back. This is Wayne Mattson with the Wayne Mattson Report, the Saturday Roundup, and we're talking about the oil mega disaster and blackmail in the White House. We at WMR, Wayne Mattson Report, we were in Chicago, talked to a lot of people. This was common knowledge about Obama and Emanuel's gay activities at bathhouses, at Trinity United Church of Christ for Obama. Basically, what was being run there was a dating service for married gay black professionals. Obama was part of that scene. The Man's Country Bathhouse in uptown Chicago was a regular hangout for Obama and Emanuel. It just goes on and on. Blagojevich, Rod Blagojevich, who's on trial, knows this. Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney, won't allow all 500 hours of tapes to be played, the intercepts, the phone taps, because in there you will hear references to that alternate lifestyle. Quite salty language, as you can imagine. When people like Emanuel is pressuring Blagojevich and others to get their own way, what may come back in return. You know the words. I'm not going to get into the words that would be used, but you can imagine. So Fitzgerald, this guy who's been working for the CIA for a number of years, and the other boys uptown, and I'm not talking about uptown Chicago, it used to be in New York, the Wall Street crowd. Fitzgerald is blocking. Now Fitzgerald wants to put a gag order on Blagojevich from talking to the press. And we'll talk about how Obama may put a gag order on the entire internet before the end of the program. The kill switch. It's getting too hot for him. He's got the corporate media under his control. He hates these independent websites. I put myself in that category. But he wants to shut them down because this guy Obama is not what anyone expected. He's not the Manchurian candidate. He's the Jakarta, Indonesia candidate. I want to play this clip. This is once this oil rounds Florida into the Atlantic, it's going to hit another pristine environment, the Bahamas. It's not just the Gulf of Mexico and the Florida Keys that are at stake. It's the Bahamas as well. And I want you to listen to this clip about how it's going to affect the Bahamas.
Song by the Beatles, I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden. I love to snorkel. And the best place I've ever found for snorkeling is the Caribbean. It's more beautiful than I can ever put into words. The water is clear, there's fish to be seen, and reefs. Now, these are already endangered because of global warming and man's intrusion into this world, not by snorkeling, but by chemicals and all the other things that get washed into the oceans every day all around the world, all the pollutants. Now we have to worry about this big oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The last I heard is that it's over 9,000 square miles in size. 9,000! Millions of gallons of oil being dumped into it every day. And the consensus is that by using an acoustic switch, they might have been able to prevent this. Although BP denies it strongly, because if they were to say that it might have helped, then they're going to be guilty of many things. So they have to stay in denial mode. Denial. This was unavoidable. It happened. That's just the way it goes. But the other thing that I'm really worried about is that we're in May right now. They're saying it'll be at least 2, maybe 3 months, if even at that time they can get it under control. And in 1 month, June 1st, is the official start of the hurricane season. It's been several years since a major hurricane has come through the Gulf of Mexico. And what if it's due to happen this year, and it's an early one, coming in June or early July sometime? A big hurricane. Think of the swell and how that'll push up into the wetlands. The destruction is going to be beyond anything we can even comprehend today. It's going to get worse. And the other thing I worry about is that because of the U-shape of the Gulf, the currents have to go around the edge. I mean, they're saying that very soon now this oil will be reaching Florida beaches. And if it continues to grow at this size, it's only been a little more than a week. It's 9,000 square miles. What's it going to cover in a month or even 2 months? Is it going to get into the Caribbean beaches? Is it going to get into Cuba? Or is it going to make its way somehow freakishly through the strait between Cancun and Cuba into the Caribbean? And they have ideas like spreading a chemical on top of the water, bombing the water with a chemical that would break up the oil, so the oil will sink to the bottom, kind of like out of sight, out of mind. And I gotta wonder, like, I've seen what's underneath there. I'd like to see the head of BP not come out for a photo op, but to come out for days and weeks and be on the front lines every day, getting up with the men and going out and cleaning up the beaches, cleaning up the marshes, cleaning up the birds that are going to be damaged by this. But that's not going to happen. And I don't want to think about the worst that could happen, because it's already happened. 9,000 square miles and growing every hour, every minute.
Okay, well, there you have it. There you have it. And don't worry about Hayward, the CEO. He's not going to be out there cleaning anything. He's at a yacht race today. And what's going on with Hayward? He was, of course, him and his chairman of BP were invited to the White House. They should be invited to a prison, not to the White House. But that's the situation we're in. We've got this connection between the White House and BP and these financiers. this guy Feinberg is going to be in charge of the $20 billion fund. I wonder how much Goldman Sachs and Feinberg are going to rake off. And the people, the shrimpers, the oystermen, the fishermen, the people, the restaurateurs, they're not going to see anything of this money. They're gonna try to just schnooker them down to nothing. And people need to wake up to what's going on. We need to borrow a page from Huey Long, the guy who was governor of Louisiana, who was assassinated because he basically said Standard Oil, Louisiana's oil isn't yours. It belongs to the people of Louisiana. It's probably the reason they killed him. But we've got to start talking about nationalizing these companies. I'm sorry, if you're invested in companies like BP, you should have gone to the stockholders meetings and found out how the corporate governance was not happening. Don't cry to me about you losing money with your investments. This was a bad company to invest in. Find another stockbroker if you have a problem with nationalization of their assets. I don't want to hear about it, really. Because what's being destroyed will never get back. It's just beyond a catastrophe at this point in time. This oil spill and this blackmailed White House are totally ineffective right now. Nothing is going to happen. Again, if you'd like to call into the program, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Let's go to Kevin in Australia. We'll talk to Kevin if he's on the line.
Yep. Hi there, Wayne.
Hi, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, look, this is a hypothetical. I think it's probably more unlikely, but I'll present it anyway. What if you've got a company out there, we'll call them grey water, but they could be black, a little bit darker than grey, but
yes.
Say the grey water were out there in the ocean, and grey water attacked the rig and blew it up, and then let's just say another one of the boys rolled up with a crude oil tanker and started pumping oil into the ocean. Now, they're not going to let anybody out there to observe any of this, and the motive behind all of that, of course, would be to take the heat off what's going on over there in the Middle East, the piracy which is planned against Iran. Now, I'm not saying that is the case, but if it were the case, I mean, they pulled off 9/11, and then they had a big press gallery meeting once upon a time where they made Osama appear, in a lifelike film and give a speech to, thousands of, well, maybe not thousands, but hundreds of press people.
Right.
Now, what would be the issue? Why couldn't they pull off the same thing? And and then a lot of people that own the oysters and all the rest of it, they're going to be dying to get out, so the price drops and then the Goldman Sachs move in and snavel up all the assets in the area when in fact the oil spill wasn't anywhere near as bad as what they claim that it is. Now, I don't know that that's a fact.
Yeah.
But if it goes the other way and it is as bad as what they say, the whole area up the east coast of the US and all the other little countries around the area there, they're going to be wiped out.
Happening now. Right, it's happening now. It's already beyond anybody's worst prediction. We've got now crops being destroyed. This acid, this combination of oil and acid is being dumped on, for example, the wheat crop in Tennessee. We're losing crops. We're going to lose fresh water supplies inland. When the first hurricane dumps this stuff, this acid rain, far inland, we're going to lose freshwater streams, freshwater lakes. So it's not just the salt water, it's the freshwater. And Obama thinks $20 billion is enough. It's not enough. This is a multi-trillion dollar. No, it's a multi-trillion-dollar disaster. You can look at videos now of the oil coming through cracks in the ocean floor. Now, we talk about the Haiti earthquake, and then we had this disaster. A mining disaster in Colombia. I think all drilling must cease right now. There's something going on with the planet. I'm sure scientists know. Think, listen to this scenario. How many disaster movies have you seen in the movie theater and on television where there's the White House and the scientific community knows there's a disaster, but they don't say anything about it, right? They don't want the public to be panicked, and they get into the cover-up mode. And that may be where we're at now. Mining disasters in Russia, Colombia, China. I think we have to stop sending these poor people down in these mines. They're hitting highly pressurized methanes coming from the core of the earth. And what they said in this disaster in the Gulf of Mexico is this intense pressure came up and just blew it. And they can't stop it because the pressure is so intense. You know, a month ago, a natural gas offshore rig collapsed off of Venezuela. One of Norsk Hydro's rigs in the Norwegian Sea almost collapsed. They shut it down, fortunately, but they were talking about the intense pressure that was coming from underneath the ocean floor. I think what we're facing here is some sort of global a cataclysm, and we've got to mitigate the effects of it. And one way to do it is just stop the drilling. You know, there were geothermal projects that were shut down in California and Switzerland because they were drilling for geothermal, causing earthquakes. We've got more than enough examples of this. We've got to stop the drilling. We got to pull these people out of the mines.
You know, Wayne, with what Chevron did to the people in Ecuador, the way they dumped oil and muck into their streams and basically poisoned the whole country almost. Mm-hmm. It seems
yes.
a bit of poetic justice with the
right.
oil companies kind of drilling in your backyard. And not that I'm happy about any of this, of course, but you know there's a sort of an old saying: what what goes around comes around.
Right, and, right. Well, Kevin, we've got a lot of people now. Waiting on the line, but thanks for checking in from Australia. Okay, good talking to you. Let's get Marilyn from California on here. She's been holding on.
Yeah, hi Wayne. You know, I read a very interesting article by F. William Engdahl, and he talked about
yes.
Russian scientist Vladimir Kucherov, who I've called you before about the
right.
this whole myth that the Rockefellers perpetrated back in the 1900s that oil is a fossil fuel.
Right.
And he says that he thinks what happens is, well, I think they intentionally did it, but he thinks they got down into one of these lateral channels, migration channels, that have just unlimited amounts of hydrocarbons. And so
right.
it's just going to keep coming up. And they knew that pressure was really high because that's been reported that people that were working there wanted to get off and they wouldn't send helicopters out to them. And the
right.
guys, I think it was either Schlumberger or Halliburton, had to hire their own helicopter.
Right.
They knew the thing was going to blow. So I think they were intentionally trying to hit one of these migration channels to cause this catastrophe. And,
right.
you know, I mean,
we
they,
know.
Have, they
right.
obviously are trying to start depopulating the earth. A lot of people know that, and you're going to, we've already talked about the food chain. They're going to mess that up, and there's so many things that are the fallout that's going to happen from this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But thanks for letting us know about that that migration channel. Obviously, we know from the documents, from internal BP documents, and people did say that you've got to stop this. But anyway, thanks for calling in, Marilyn. Let's go quickly to Bill in Idaho, and we'll have to come up to a break. But Bill, are you with us?
Yes. Thanks so very much for your research. Excellent, as usual, considering Marilyn's salient view in regard to the lateral situation. It's very interesting that it would also be over a formation that is at the top or the very end of the New Madrid Fault. I very strongly feel that this was sabotage, and sabotage at the highest levels. You can't tell me that EPA would be giving them the highest safety rating possible
right.
and fly off of that platform, and 2 hours later it goes up. But are you aware, or is there any credence to the discussion in regard to the warrants being exercised in Washington, D.C., by the Queen of England less than 72 hours before that, and that there was an all-out battle by the city of London to capture England by virtue of those warrants.
I haven't heard that, but I'll tell you, the British government and the Crown will support BP to the very end, because it's one thing, it's called British Petroleum. So we're already hearing that this new British government is very upset with the bad treatment their executives are getting, for example, in Congress. All I gotta say is tough. They're ultimately responsible. The other companies are too.
British imperialism.
We're up on a break, Bill. Let's get back to you right after we come back from this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Okay, welcome back to Wayne Matson Report, and let's go right back to the phones. BJ from Arizona's been holding on. BJ, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Wayne, you're great.
Thank you.
Two little points here. During that hearing, the dog and pony show Congress always
does.
Oh,
yes.
When he just denied everything right up, didn't know a thing until it blew up. Why didn't anybody ask him about why he sold his stock, as if none of them knew that?
Exactly, because many congressmen probably have sold their stock what they do. They pencil whip it. He sold, make it look like he did it before it, but he did it afterwards. This is what goes on Wall Street with these guys all the time. And And I can guarantee you these members of Congress are doing the same thing.
They backdate it.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just wondered why that didn't come up. Interesting. The other thing is, you know, I wasn't sure that this was any kind of sabotage, but there's one little thing bugging me. Since Obama always preached everything was going to be focused on alternative energy, and 2 weeks or whatever it was before this, all of a sudden we're going to drill offshore.
Oh, and he said it was perfectly safe. He said it was perfectly safe. He said there'd never been a problem with offshore drilling. I mean, that's going to come back to haunt him in the election, the next election. I guarantee you that'll be played by his Democratic opponents, and I think he's going to have at least two. Don't count out Hillary Clinton. There actually is an article today about how Hillary Clinton, it's in the Wall Street Journal, that she may challenge him.
Oh, boy. Well, that should get real interesting. But I just thought that was kind of a weird little coincidence there. You know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Not a coincidence because, as I say, people like Henry Waxman and these other poltroons in Congress, they probably have done the same exact thing, and they're not going to bring that up because, you know, what happens if you point your finger at somebody, you got three pointing back at you. that's the problem there. But, BJ, thanks a lot for calling in from Arizona, and I think we've got time for Mark from Texas before we hit the end of the show. Mark, are you on?
Wayne, real quick, if you look at what they've done with the seed program with Monsanto, what's fixing
yes.
to happen to the oysters and the seafood in the Gulf? What they're doing, Wayne, is they're taking away any chance for any living form to reprocreate.
Right.
I really
right.
hate to say that, but Wayne, it's so obvious, you can't miss it.
Yes. I think you got a valid point because now with the crop damage, people said, well, what about, you know, we'll just go grow our own stuff after that. But, you know, you're right. Monsanto, it's illegal to have seeds that are not genetically modified, right?
And you had one of the most self-sufficient region of the country, which is down there in the Gulf. Everything changes every year. The same oysters come back. You know, it always reprocreates
right.
itself. Those folks could have lived through who knows what all. That's
right.
even been destroyed. God bless you, bud. But this is so obvious the further it goes. I can't put it any plainer, partner. And I'm not paranoid.
No.
I'm not paranoid.
Right.
There's ways around this, but they're even going to eliminate that.
Right, absolutely. It's shameful what's going on. We're not seeing any kind of leadership from the White House. We're seeing some of the governors wake up late, but, you know, let's face it, Haley Barbour in Mississippi said, oh, these animals in oil, it's no different than a person being wrapped up in toothpaste. Can you imagine? But now we're seeing Jindal from Louisiana start to take action and Charlie Crist, but I'm afraid it's too little too late, but thanks for bringing that up.
It's no different
thanks.
With oil and the animals than you putting a plastic bag over your head. They do have warnings against that, by the way.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Mark, for calling in and letting us know about the genetically modified stuff. It's awful what's going on here. Anyway, we will be back this time next week with the Wayne Matz Report. Thanks for joining us, and we'll join you next week.
With recent